In the realm of medical mishaps, few scenarios rival the comedic chaos that ensues when a gastroenterologist finds themselves running a little behind schedule. So, brace yourselves for a journey into the bowels of hilarity as we explore the absurdity of waiting for a colonoscopy appointment that's taken an unexpected detour. Imagine this. You're perched on an uncomfortable plastic chair in the waiting room, flipping through a dog-eared magazine about the history of digestive disorders. When suddenly, the receptionist's voice crackles over the intercom, announcing that Dr. Gutbuster is running a little behind. Cue the collective groans and nervous chuckles from your fellow patients, all wondering if Dr. Gutbuster has gotten lost somewhere in the labyrinth of intestines. As minutes stretch into what feels like eons, the absurdity of the situation becomes increasingly apparent. After all, how does one get behind schedule when their job involves probing people's nether regions with a camera? Perhaps Dr. Gutbuster stumbled upon a particularly perplexing polyp. Or maybe they're engaged in a high-stakes game of hide-and-seek with a rebellious hemorrhoid. The possibilities are as endless as the twists and turns of the digestive tract itself. Meanwhile, in the examination room, the nurse is valiantly attempting to keep spirits high. "I'm sure Dr. Gutbuster will be with you shortly," she chirps. Her smile strains like a rubber band stretched to its limits. But as the minutes drag on, her assurances start to sound more like desperate pleas for deliverance from the depths of colonoscopy purgatory. "Please, Saint Sphincter, guide Dr. Gutbuster back to us before the waiting room descends into madness." Quote, back in the waiting room, the mood oscillates between resigned acceptance and borderline hysteria. Some patients have resorted to practicing their best fart noises to pass the time, while others have formed impromptu support groups for those who fear they may never emerge from the waiting room's clutches. And through it all, the receptionist remains steadfast in her optimism, her voice a beacon of hope in a sea of digestive distress. Finally, just when it seems like all hope is lost, the door swings open, and Dr. Gutbuster emerges, looking slightly frazzled but none the worse for wear. "Sorry for the delay, folks," they say with a sheepish grin. "But you wouldn't believe the traffic jam I encountered in Mr. Johnson's sigmoid colon." And just like that, the tension evaporates, replaced by a collective sigh of relief and a chorus of laughter. Because in the end, while being behind schedule may not be ideal, it sure does make for one heck of a story. So here's to Dr. Gutbuster, the intrepid explorer of the digestive system, and to the hilariously unpredictable world of gastroenterology. May your wait times be short and your colonoscopies memorable.